الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب زدني علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Beloved respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we're in this blessed month of Dhul Qadah, which is amongst the months of Hajj. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shawwalun wa Dhul Qa'dah wa Dhul Hijjah. Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijj. 3 months of Hajj. Explaining the ayat in the Holy Quran, Al-Hajj wa Ashhurul Ma'lumat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shawwalun Dhul Qa'dah wa Dhul Hijjah. Shawwal is from the month of Hajj, and also Zulqa'dah. Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, and Rajab are from amongst the months of Haram, sanctified months. Inna iddat ash-shuhura 'inda Allahi 12 shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard minha arba'atun hurum. In the sight of Allah, from the time Allah created the heavens and the earth, the counts of the month are 12. And amongst the 12, minha arba'atun hurum, are 4 which are sanctified. And Rasulullah explained to us, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. The 11th, 12th, and the first month, and the 7th month, Rajab. So these are the months which are sanctified. Is there any special ibadat or something? Well, in Zulhijjah, the first 10 days are the greatest 10 day. In Zulhijjah, the greatest 10 days where ibadah could be done. You know, even more than Ramadan, that people don't know. As the Sahih Bukhari hadith says, as a month, Ramadan is greater. As 10 days, these 10 days are the most greatest in respect of ibadah. This is why many Salaf used to fast 9 days in Zulhijjah. And the day of 9th of Zulhijjah is the greatest day of the year. Like we have the greatest night, Laylatul Qadr. We don't know exactly when, but mostly in Ramadan. So Zilh, 9th of Zilhijjah. But we'll talk about that in Zilhijjah. So is there any, no, but it's a month of Hajj. And as I mentioned last week, the hadith, in the khutbah, man arad al Hajj, falyata'ajjal. A person who intends Hajj, hasten. How many of us are regretting now if we have not done our Faraz Hajj, and Faraz Hajj had become compulsory upon us? Yeah? And we don't know what's ahead. Allah protect Harameen Sharifeen, Zadahumullah. Allah protect Quds, and Allah free it from the clutches of the Zalimeen. Quds and Sham, which is Palestine, Jordan, Syria, and all these countries. That's Sham. It's a very blessed place. Nuzul of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And there's much, much in a hadith about Sham. Allah protect all these places, and especially Harameen Sharifeen, because what's coming ahead, Allah alam is so. Well, we always make dua that Allah bring good. We don't need to be afraid. Never be afraid. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Alladhina istajabu lillahi wa lirrasul min ba'di idha asabahum al-qarr. Lilladhina ahsanu minhum wattaqaw ajran. Then Allah said, Alladhina qala lahumun nas, innan nas qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum. And actually this was, you know, even shaitan sometimes makes us cry. In many battles he did. Shaitan Iblis made cries. What kind of cries? In screams? Rasulullah has been martyred. In Uhud, in that. To scare the believers. So here, after the Sahabas are injured, and then they are now ready to come and attack you. But what happened to the Sahabas? Fear, terror, afraid. What did they say? We're all ready. Even though not exactly, sort of a defeat, and all injured, 70 martyred, right? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to go back. And when they saw, oh, they're coming back, we thought we defeated them, we're going to crush them once and for all. They ran back, the kuffari mushrikeen. But what did they say? When it was said, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسِ قَدْ جَمَعُوا. Indeed, people have gathered. قَدْ جَمَعُوا. فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Fear them. They're going to attack you now. What did they say? What happened to the Sahabas? It increased them in iman. Oh, they're going to attack us. Our iman is even more stronger. Come on. فَزَادَ الْإِيمَانَ. وَقَالُوا. And they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. They said Hasbunallah. We should read this at least 100 times to 500 times daily. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Because people are in too much of fear of many, many different things. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah suffices us. Best guardian, Allah. No, nothing to worry about. So never ever fear anything. Whenever there's a state of fear or anything, so that I was telling you. So we don't need to worry about halats that are going to come in that respect. We all need to worry that our iman is protected and we die with iman. That's all we have to worry about. That iman is not snatched away anytime. That's all. Otherwise, anything could happen, but iman should. So beloved friends, so this month of Zulqadah, in there, alhamdulillah, like I said, is Hajj and going for Hajj, preparation for Hajj. But because we're restricted, and we don't know what the situation is exactly. So, but we should always have intention. And as soon as this opens up, and people who next year or whenever, and you have the means, go for Hajj. Go and see Makkah and Medina if you've never seen Makkah and Medina. Go. Allah take us all again and again. Allah make the way for us to get there very easy and very comfortably. Allah protect Haramain Sharifain. Allah mahfadil Haramain Sharifain. Always make this dua. Allah protect Haramain Sharifain. Because there's a big plan, and that is the end, is Haramain Sharifain, to get Haramain Sharifain. But Allah Ta'ala protect. So, in this month, there's a hadith with Rasulullah SAW, I always share this, in the end of Fadha'il, Imam Bayhaqi Shafi Rahmullah Alayhi, in his Fadha'il, Kitab al-Awqat, at the end, the hadith, Man Sama Ramadhan, من صام ثلاثة أيام من شهر حرام من صام ثلاثة أيام من شهر حرام الخميس والجمعة والسبت كتبت له عبادة 700 سنة. A person who fasts 3 days in the month of Haram, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and Rajab, any of the four months, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, for him is written the 700 years of ibadah. And next week will be Ayyam Ibiz, and it will also be the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So if a person, and but fast will be, mashallah, the longest fast there right now. So, alhamdulillah, if you can fast. And we should try to fast Mondays and Thursdays. And one reason we should fast is that we eat less. That's one reason. For our benefit, our self. And at large, to ponder over those who don't have food. To sympathize. Allah enable us too. So, beloved friends, this week we had a janazah and our brother Salih Rahmullah Ali passed away. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in hadith, Udhkuru mahasina. Udhkuru, mention the good of your deceased, of your dead people. The ones who've passed away, you know something good about them, mention it. If you know something bad, don't ever mention it. Unless it's somebody, a fitna, and people are reading his books or something, and they tell him, oh, so-and-so person was a Qadiani, he was a Shia, this was his aqaid. So obviously you have to talk bad. It's necessary to talk, not necessary, it's not even ghibat. It's necessary to caution. But otherwise, if you know, so-and-so was evil in his life, meaning he did many, many sins, and those kind of things, like all of us do sins. So don't talk about, oh, he did this sin and that sin. But talk about the good of your deceased. Brother Salih Rahmullah Ali, who passed away on last Monday. Tuesday was the janazah? What day was the janazah? Tuesday was the janazah, yeah. Subhanallah, because he was a childhood friend to us. In fact, he was a senior to us, but he was a childhood friend to us. He went to Darul Umbari before I went in 1983. He went 5 years before 1978, 79. He stayed there for a year in Darul Umbari, Salih. But what is the when you see some people and then you see their janazah, then you see, hear their praise, you hear, you think, because why? That person is accepted. Why? Why do you, why? Because when a person is beloved to Allah, Allah makes an announcement to Jibreel, and Jibreel to the Malaika, Malaika, and then Malaika. So all the inmates of the heavens, all those who frequent the heavens and around Allah, is Maqbool and he's beloved. And then that Maqbooliyat is sent down to earth. وَيَجْعَلَ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ. Allah says in Surah Maryam, just before Surah Tarha, Allah says in the 16 Jews, وَيَجْعَلَ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ. And Allah, Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala, places wood, love, acceptance in people, love of that person. And what kind of people? Pious ulama, pious people love him. So if the fasiq fujar love him, and they go crazy in his, you know, performance, in his music, or in that's not it. That's not the wood that we're talking about. It means pious people. And so this person is inshallah maqbool. No, we can never ever say this person is jannati, this person is the greatest, this is. You know, we can always hope. In fact, Rasulullah, when a janazah passed by and sahabas praised it, wajabat. And then another janazah passed by and sahaba said, wajabat. Any wajabat in jannat is wajib, because antum shuhada. So there's two meanings of the hadith. You sahaba are witnesses on the earth. So if you say about anybody who's passed away, he was good and he's jannati inshallah. And if you said he was an evil person, then he's jahannami, he's a fire. Because you are shuhada. And some ulama, they say that this was not just to sahaba, but it's to us until the Muslim ummah, until the day of judgment. That when a janazah is placed in... So Brother Saleh was a person, his name is Saleh. Saleh means pious. Right? He had that piety in him. And I was thinking, subhanAllah, his son Abu Bakr led the Salatul Janazah. Abu Bakr. And he was connected to Abu Bakr, Jami' Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, since 25 years of his life as a youth. Maulana Qasim sahab, damat barakatuhum, when he spoke in Urdu, so many probably did not understand. He said something very, very lovely from his ustaz, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Zulfiqar. Nawwar Allah markadahu. And you know what? Yeah, just the other day I was talking about how people go to speeches, 1, 2 hours, 3 hours, they listen, or to Saturday, Sunday, they listen to speeches and that. And then you ask them the next day or the day after, what did you learn from each alim? What did you act upon? And many times people don't even know that what to act upon. You need acting upon something, you just listen to a speech. But you know, you should always listen to the talk of deen to put something into practice. Always. Always. Okay, I'm listening to talk of deen, that I will take something from here and I'll try to put it into practice. Huh? I remember Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar, Sayyid Maulana Zulfiqar, Ali Damat Barakatuhum, Nawar Allahum Rakadu, he passed away. He was Shaykh al-Hadith of Falahi Darain. He was from the descendant of Rasulullah. He was a G person. Imagine teaching Bukhari Sharif to people like Maulana Qasim and all these, Maulana Qari Umar and all these people, Qari Ngar, all these are his students. All these are his students. Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Sayyid Zulfiqar, and with him Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Abrar. He used to teach. He was one of the first great alims to come to Canada. Alhamdulillah, at the age of 8, 9, I got to do his khidmah when I was, before I went to Darul Umbari, alhamdulillah. These two are the Shaykh al-Hadith of Falahi Darain, the Darul Um, in all these Qurra, and all these great Qiraat contests that we have, and all these great Qurras, they're 99 are graduates of Falahi Darain. Hazrat Maulana Abdullah Qabudri, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who was a great personality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give him the best, and all our akabir mashayikh and those who passed away. So Hazrat Maulana was saying from his ustaz, Maulana Sayyid Zulfiqar, that he mentioned this. He used to mention this, that when a person dies young, I think what did he have in him that Allah was so pleased with him to call him back so quickly? Only he was 55 years old, and anybody who lives to be the ummah's age, Rasulullah said, is 60-70, and people get the bonus of 70 over, like my father 80-82, some people 90-100, alhamdulillah, this is all bonus. So once you're 60, just get ready, I should be ready too, astaghfirullah. Nobody should say that, don't be ready. Everybody should be ready. Everybody should be ready. But after the age of 60, and you still dunya, and you know what? It's ajeeb too, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يُهْرَمُ إِبْنُ آدَمُ وَلِيشِبُ مِنْهُ إِثْنَانُ. Ibn Adam becomes older. What? His age is going older. The son of Adam, human. Older. He's becoming 50, 60, 70. And you know, two traits in him become young. You know what are they? Allah protect. Shab. Minhu ithnan, two. Al-hirsu al-ilmu al-hirsu al-mal. Greed for aspiration and greed for a life more longer. I'm going to live for longer. And greed for wealth. You know, old people who like to keep everything, they won't put the name on their son's house, you know. They won't even put they have 2-3 houses, they won't even put it on their son's name. It's going to go to him anyways. They won't even spend on their sons and daughters. Yeah, people do that. People save 70, 80, 90, 10, 10. Anyways, it's going to them. As soon as you close your eyes, it's going to go all inheritance to them. This is why Rasulullah ﷺ said, who loves his wealth more than his inheritor's wealth? Who loves, you know, do you love your wealth or your inheritor's wealth? Huh? So everybody said we love our wealth. Everybody loves their wealth. Then do you love your dad's wealth or your wife's wealth or whoever, because you inherit them, right? Those that you. So he said, that which you spend in the path of Allah and gone forward, that's your wealth. Otherwise, everything is your inheritors that you have. For example, right now, if I have $1 million, and out of that $1 million, I spent $500,000. So $500,000 that I've spent, if I spend it in good cause, it will be for me. So good cause meaning give it to charities, give it to your orphanage homes, give it to masajids, give it to spend on my family members. Even that's a good cause. Huh? Spend it on this charity work, spend on the flood for Sri Lanka, spend like this. So $500,000 gone. So now that is mine. Now I close my eyes, I died. The $500,000 that's in the bank, who does it belong to? Inheritors. So Rasulullah does inherit as well. It made us understand the reality of everything. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 2-3 become young in a person. Yes. So I went off. I was talking about Brother Saleh, rahmahullah alayhi. He spent his mashallah youth. So I was talking about Maulana Qasim, what he said about his ustaz. His ustaz said, I wonder when a person dies young, that what amal and what amal did he have that he was so beloved to Allah that Allah took him away? Saleh passed away all of a sudden. And when anybody, like my father-in-law, passed away all of a sudden, my sheikh, all of a sudden he had a heart attack, and then after 14 days he passed away, right? So all of a sudden when somebody passes away, heart attack, my father-in-law, we were here, and we just found out that he passed away. Here. And then a day after, we flew to Zambia. We didn't make it for his janazah. It was a heart attack. So that kind of death is very, very, everybody's touch on that sense. And every person who had some dealing with Saleh, you would see a check mark in the positivity of this person. That was the amazing thing. Every person who had some dealing with him. The biggest thing is, my beloved friends, is if you were in his janazah, what is it right now? It's a lockdown, yeah? This is enough to tell you that if you look this side and this side, you would just see people in his janazah on Tuesday after Zuhr Salat. Even after Salat, Zuhr Salat, people were still walking on the field if you're there. People were still walking right outside on the parking lot. People probably even thought, why did Jamia Abu Bakr get this big parking lot under these great, great, great wires? Why? Why? We don't understand many times why do we have something, what Allah gives us. Allah has told us, this is my beloved servant's janazah. I wanted all of you to perform here. In the lockdown, we haven't seen a gathering of 1,000 people. Did we see, in 1 year, 2 years, have we seen a gathering of 1,000 people? My beloved friends? I'm not exaggerating. There must have been 1,000. You guys, who was there? I think there was 1,000 at least, yeah? More than that. He's not an alim. He's not a hafiz. He's not. What did he do? And this he inherited from his father, Ahmad Chacha, Nawwarallahu al-Qadr, his father. And Aisha Khala, she's still alive. Allah give her health and cover Sabr Jameel and his wife and his children. his two sons and his daughter and his mother, Aisha Khala, she's still alive. Ahmad Chacha, his father, Rahimullah Ali. Inshallah, we can start the collection. Everybody's requested to spend generously. What a very lovely person. And you know how I know a person to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their life is? He got a stroke and then he was like paralyzed and then he passed away. But I remember him when my uncle Hazrat Maulana Hashim Sahib came. Maulana Hashim Sahib is my uncle and he's the one who done iftitah of Medina Masjid in the 80s when he came. And Mufti Shabir used to lead the Taraweeh for 3-4 years. And great collection. If the people know the history of Medina Masjid, they'll tell you who Mufti Shabir, my ustaz, was, who came from England, and then all the collection. At that time, it was Jamia Abu Bakr, Medina Masjid, Darussalam. They were all one. And because alhamdulillah, then we got Darussalam, we got Jamia Abu Bakr, alhamdulillah. My father used to drive every day to the building where Saleh lives. That's the same building that Maulana Khalil Sahib lived. Every day from Richmond Hill, he used to teach. In what? The early 80s, in the late 70s. My dad used to teach. Every day he used to drive from Richmond Hill, Maulana Khalil Sahib, him, so Saleh and all these people study. So these, he was a very lovely person. His akhlaq was great. He always had a smile on his face. He was a person who, in one, his son, did you hear his son crying? You heard that. Grandma, his daddy's looking for him. Saleh's mother's looking for him. Everybody's looking. Where is he? Knock, knock. Everything's locked. He's in Jamia Abu Bakr, Kinmat. Where? By himself. Him and others, Allah, and doing the accounts or whatever he's doing, he's doing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a Habashiya woman passed away, and the Sahabas buried her, they didn't want to give trouble to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maybe because it wasn't appropriate time or something, so they mashallah, bathed her, this and that, and buried her. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where's that Habashiya who used to clean the masjid? Ya Rasulullah, she passed away. She passed away, nobody told me? He went to her grave. He went to her grave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to teach the ummah, what is that person who does khidmat of masjid? Huh? The people who do khidmat of masjid, Allah make us the khadims of deen. Allah make us such people that when we leave the dunya, we leave a great legacy. We leave a great sadaqah jariyah for us. There's, alhamdulillah, this was a thing. And his akhlaq, his way, he was such a person. And really, you see a great smile on his face all the time. Allah make us follow in the footsteps of these pious people who went. And Ghir Alim, it was so surprising when you saw the thousands. It's also, the video is there, right? It's if a person goes and he can see it still. The janazah on Tuesday, it's over thousands of people. And you know how many hundreds of ulamas must have been there too? SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at our time give us a husni khatima. Allah accept from us in these blessed days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring good decisions down. And especially all those, there's many sick, many day by day we're hearing passing away in this pandemic. Allah give them all shahadat. Allah give them all the status of shahada. Allah protect. Many are sick. Allah give them shifa kamila ajal daima. Allah bring good decisions down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to do such deeds every single second that Allah ta'ala brings good decisions down for the whole ummah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.